Hello, we're glad you could tune in today. We're in the book of Revelation, and today we're going to have a message entitled Understanding the Revelation. As we get near the end of this book, we need to be able to understand what we're talking about here, and we can. The Bible says we can. We'll look at it. Stay tuned. We've been looking at the book of Revelation, and we need to understand what we're looking at here. The Bible says very plainly that we can understand. The word understand is in the Bible 91 times, and understandeth is in the scriptures another 11 times. The word understood is there 37 times, and understood not is there 11 times. Now, if we don't understand, it's not God's fault. Jesus said in John 16, verse number 13, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. Well, that's what the book of Revelation is all about, things to come. And the Bible says, and Jesus said it, that He would guide us, He would show us all things. He would guide us into all truth. So it's not God's fault if we don't understand. Make this your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit
excuse for being ignorant. The Bible says over and over again, I would not have you to be ignorant. In fact, in Psalm 73, verse 22, the psalmist said, so foolish was I and ignorant. Isaiah 56 and 10 said, his watchmen were blind and were all ignorant. Romans 1 and 13, Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Romans 11, 25, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant. And then in 1 Corinthians 10, 1, he said, I would not that you should be ignorant. And then in 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, he said, I would not have you ignorant. 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Then Peter said in 2 Peter 3:8, Beloved, be not ignorant. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul said, We are not ignorant. 2 Peter 3:5, Peter talked about those that are willingly ignorant. Well, finally, at the end of the subject of ignorance and whether we're going to know the will of God or not on an issue, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:38, But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. It's a choice. We don't need to be ignorant. We can understand what the Bible says. If we're going to understand the book of Revelation, or any part of the Bible for that matter, we need to realize that the Bible is all about Christ. All of it. Revelation 1:1, it says it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, you may have a heading at the top of your Bible. It's not inspired. It's put there by man. It says the revelation of John. It's not the revelation of John. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:2, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:5, from Jesus Christ. Verse 9, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:9 talks about the patience of Jesus Christ. And then in 12:17, the testimony of Jesus Christ. In 14:12, the faith of Jesus. And then in 17:6, the martyrs of Jesus. And then in 19:10, the testimony of Jesus. 20:4, the witness of Jesus. In 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify, he said. And then we read in 22:20, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And then at the end, we have the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And so we're talking in verse number 1 about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we're ending this book in 22 and verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Now, there are some basic rules of Bible study. First of all, there's three types of scripture. There's figurative, symbolic, and literal. Figurative is explained by the context. Symbolic will either be explained by the context or somewhere else in the scripture. And literal, well, if the plain sense of scripture makes common sense, seek no other sense, lest you turn it all into nonsense. So it's going to be figurative, symbolic, or literal. Now, Peter said in 2 Peter 1:20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. That is, if you're going to look at prophecies in the Scripture, you need to compare Scripture with Scripture. You can take a verse and you can stand it up all by itself, and you can come up with any crazy doctrine you want to come up with if you're going to have a single interpretation or a private interpretation, he calls it here. Let me read the verse again, 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and there's no commentary better to explain it than the Word of God itself. Now, some commentaries can be helpful, and some of them can lead you astray. Take and compare Scripture with Scripture before you look at commentaries. We need to understand that everything that is in the Bible that the Lord said would happen will happen. Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. He said in Matthew 5:18, One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. In Matthew 24:35, Jesus said, All these things will be fulfilled. Jeremiah 1:12 says, I will hasten my word to perform it. Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. We need to also understand that there's a serious consequence for changing the word of God. He said in Deuteronomy 4:2, Ye shall not add unto my word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. God didn't give suggestions, he gave commandments. In Revelation 22, at the end of this book, in verse number 18 and 19, he says, For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Well, we need to understand that we can understand, but we need to want to. As we said in the hymn that we played at the beginning, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. And then we need to want to get on up to higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has fought the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.